Dr. Vincent, good morning.
Good morning.
So how much do you think the context of an opera being a historical text, how much does that justify the use of racist and sexist themes and languages?
Well, it's really two issues. The first issue is that opera is still largely defined by historical repertoire, mostly from the 18th and 19th century, which was written for a very different time and a very different worldview, and often contains these racist and misogynistic elements just within the score and the text. But the other issue is how these operas are being produced on stage, how they're directed and designed. And in many cases, a lot of operas that have those troubling elements are performed in ways that can be problematic to modern-day audiences. So I'm speaking specifically of the use of yellow-face makeup or black-face makeup, which was traditionally used in a lot of these standard pieces. But to modern-day audiences, it definitely can be a bit of a shock to see, and for some, it's very offensive.
Just so, do they still use blackface and yellowface in operas today?
They do, and they do it in other genres as well. I believe there was a production of Othello in Japan in 2018 that had a Japanese man in blackface makeup. As recently as 2015, the Metropolitan Opera in New York had an Othello for the opera that was actually not wearing blackface, and this was a big news story that they had broken from tradition. For works like Madame Butterfly and Aida that have large choruses of that are meant to be of a certain ethnic background, the use of those kinds of racial markers and makeup is still incredibly common. It's very common to see Madame Butterfly with an entire chorus of white performers wearing Asian makeup, Asian wigs. But on one hand, you know, it's a question of what's politically correct and what's appropriate and what's offensive for those cultural groups. But it's also an issue of employment. Right now, you know, on Broadway stages, 80% of performers are still white. In Australia, I think recent stats from 2017 said that only 13.6% of major theater productions were directed by a person of color. So not only are we producing works that are problematic both in terms of the text and the way they're being performed, but we're also not necessarily having diversity in casting and diversity in creative teams. So it's a many tangled web, but it's something that opera companies are needing to really deal with, because audiences are dwindling and they need to diversify the audiences and get more people in the door. So this is something that they're going to have to face in the future if Madame Butterfly is something that they still can have in the canon if it alienates such a large population.
And I don't feel like blackface and yellowface being, you know, so offensive and non-politically correct, it's not a new thing. It's been wrong for a long time now. How come it's taken opera so long to even start to address this?
I think it's because opera is a very traditional art form. You know, it's been, when we're talking about opera in terms of the Western tradition, it first emerged around 1605. So it's been around for a long time. And ever since the turn of the 20th century, it's really been set in those greatest hits. So opera traditionalists, so these are the more old-fashioned audience members, they really want to see productions that they think adhere to the intentions of the original composer and librettist, sort of the way the work was meant to be performed. And this idea that opera is a historical artifact, which it is, and we can think about Shakespeare's plays in the same way, especially the ones that have problematic aspects as well. But the problem becomes when we're performing them on stage, and that there's this conflict with the audience where it doesn't really match up anymore. And this conflict is only going to get wider as audiences continue to become more socially aware.
Well, we've seen the Canadian Opera rewrite plays that have racist language, and other operas actually have diversified their cast following that. Do you think we're going to see Australian opera follow suit anytime soon?
I think that dialogue is the first step. I think that it's clearly a hot button item. The interesting thing about the Canadian opera production that you mentioned is actually those changes were not received well by a lot of audience members who thought that that their changes violated the intentions of the original author. So I believe there was quite a lot of booing. So on one hand, we have audiences who want to see a modernized production that's more reflective of the time. And on the other hand, there are those who say, this is the way it was done, this is the way it's meant to be done. Anything other than that is a violation. So, but I think discussion is the first step, and I think also increasing diversity in casting and creative teams. We're doing a lot of productions. There's Madame Butterfly happening all the time in Australia. But the question is, I think we should be taking a closer look at who is actually designing these productions, who's directing them, and who is being cast. If it's a cast of all non-white singers for production of Madame Butterfly, then maybe we need to think more critically. There has been a movement also. There's the question of colorblind casting, which comes up a lot, where companies say, we are hiring the best singer for the part, regardless of what they look like. So it's colorblind, we're casting anyone. But that doesn't always hold water when you're talking about productions that are still very racial in their design. So you can cast a white person as Madame Butterfly, but if you're still using racialized makeup, it becomes problematic. So the movement is towards what they're calling color-conscious casting, where they think about who is the best singer for the part, but also what's most appropriate given the troubling nature of certain works.
Well, we definitely do have more than enough talent of every race and color, so I don't think there's too much of an excuse not to be, you know, as you're saying, racially aware when you're hiring for your cast.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a tricky question, and people have very strong feelings about it. But my purpose in writing the article was really just to highlight that this is an issue, and that at the heart, it's an economic issue, because opera companies are selling a product, and this product, they need people to buy this product, they need people to come. And as audiences get older and the millennial generation continues to get older and become the opera goers, we need to consider whether they're going to be willing to buy that particular product.
Very interesting. Well, Dr. Vincent, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That was Mel.